Here with Bruce Weber here at Scott City Catbackers event here. Of course, Kansas State coming off a Big 12 championship last winter here. And Coach, I know it's been an interesting spring for you, trying to fill maybe that last scholarship or two. But reflect back on the 2018-19 season. You had some injuries right before in the first part of conference play, end of non-con. But you guys were able to kind of put it all together and get a 14-4 mark in the conference, which is unbelievable. How would you reflect back on your 2018-19 season?
Well, you're just happy for the players, for the team, especially those seniors. They kind of were our foundation. You know, they came in together, fought through a little bit of tough times to start, and then, you know, worked their way where they, you know, Elite Eight run, and then obviously the Big 12 championship. So you're proud of them, happy for them. I think just reflecting back on the season, just amazing how resilient they were. The injuries from, you know, Dean, you know, really Cam and Dean didn't get going from last year's injury until into the fall, and then Dean gets hurt again in December, and we got to deal with that, and then, you know, then he's coming back, and then Cam gets hurt again, and then Cartier breaks his finger, and then Dean gets hurt again. So, you know, it just very resilient, amazing that they all stayed together, kept fighting, and found ways to win. And you know, obviously you're disappointed in the NCAA tournament. You know, you still got to feel good about a special season.
Well, that group of seniors, those three seniors, how would you rank them amongst for your career of a group of seniors like that?
Yeah, I don't know. You know, I'm sure somewhere along the way, you know, I'd have to think back. I'm getting old. I can't remember all of them. But to have three guys like that, not only wins, but, you know, it's 4,200 points. It's whatever, 900 rebounds. It's, you know, it's 700-800 assists. It's the steals. Very, you know, all-time leader, Cam in top five steals and assists, Cam in three-point shooting, Dean in the top 10, and what, third player in the history of school in scoring and rebounding. So, you know, just so many things that they did. But I think above all, they were such good kids. They were our foundation. They worked hard. They created the culture. They bought into the culture. Yeah. Kept the culture going. You know, I hopefully it's something that will continue for many years to come.
Well, the nice thing is you're going to have quite a few upperclassmen here next year. You did sign a junior point guard or junior college transfer point guard as well, and some other incoming freshmen I think are going to be pretty special. What do you expect from this incoming recruiting class? I understand one of them was Chicago Player of the Year.
Yeah. Well, I think the big thing is the guys returning. You know, Cartier, Xavier, McCall, all started on, you know, Elite Eight teams, Big 12 championship team. Mike McGurl was a major part of that. Levi Stockard played some minutes. So those guys got to be the foundation, and they got to go from the other guys to the guys, which means they got to be more consistent. They got to make the plays when it counts. And then if they do what they're supposed to, that'll make it easier on the new guys. And we are happy the late addition, David Sloan, gives us stability, an older guy. He was a leading assist. He led the nation in assists. Just played in a national all-star game for junior college players. He was a little man of the game or whatever. He had 10 assists, double-double. So, you know, we got that. It gives you another veteran guard that can pass the ball, compliment, hopefully, Cardi Xavier, Sean Neal Williams, who got some minutes this year, and Mike McGurl. So you feel like you have pretty good depth there. You got to get some consistency from McCall. But the key will be those other freshmen coming in. Can we get something out of them? The young man, Montavious Murphy from Houston, is continued to grow, and his rating has gone up and up. You know, he's got skills. He's got some athleticism. You know, he seems to play hard. Antonio Gordon scored a ton of points. I mean, every time I would text him on a Friday and say, how'd the game go? I got 45, coach. So I got 43. So it's pretty amazing what he did. And then you mentioned Chicago Player of the Year, Dejuan Gordon. You know, kind of came out of nowhere. Didn't start as a junior, grew a little bit, had a nice summer, and then obviously an unbelievable, you know, season this past year as a senior. Not only did he do well, but his team was a top 25 in the nation, second or third in the state of Illinois. So, yeah, very versatile guard, a lot like Barry. I'd call him a hooper, guy that loves to play. He plays hard and does a lot of things. So, you know, you mix it all together, I think we'll be a new team. I wouldn't say a young team, more probably a new team, you know, just trying to blend it all together.
With what you have returning and we have coming up, it's pretty exciting. Do you feel like that you're at this point with your program that you have a very good opportunity, if things work out, to stay consistently in the top half of the conference?
Well, I hope so. You know, that's the goal, obviously. And you know, things got we got to stay healthy. And we've had great fortune on that lately. We got to get some leadership. Obviously, Xavier and Cartier, the you know, guys with the most minutes. But Mike McGurl has taken on a nice role this spring of being very kind of the driving force, getting guys in the gym, which is positive. McCall Maween, you know, is a guy, he just is there every day. He's your workhorse kind of guy. But, you know, so that you know, the experience and the leadership, and then just getting some other guys to improve and figure out roles. If you look at Texas Tech, you know, they lost, what, seven guys the year before. They had some experience back, but the key was the other guys really stepped up, bought in, figured out a roles, and then obviously for them, big 12 championship tie with us and an unbelievable run to the Final Four.
Well, with, of course, non-con schedule coming up here next fall here, you have a few months here and summer workouts and whatnot. You, of course, recently announced home and home with UNLV. I think that's going to be pretty cool. Of course, you have Marquette on the schedule as well. Who are some others that are going to be some highlights coming up here to prepare you for conference play?
Well, we have Tulsa coming in again. The finish of the series, got to win one of those. They've beaten us the first two times. And then we'll go to Fort Myers. That's our tournament. We'll play Pittsburgh in our first game there. Northwestern's on the other side of that bracket. We'll obviously have the SEC challenge. We won't know that opponent till later on, but I'm pretty sure we're going to be on the road because Marquette now is part of the Big East challenge, and we got a home game with that, so they're going to rotate that every other year, your home or away, Big East or SEC. So, I mean, that's the main part of our schedule, and obviously the league, you know, it's been unbelievable. It wasn't quite as good as it's been, but you still, you know, Texas Tech making a Final Four run, representing the league was really, really important.
How would you describe this week here going on this Catbacker tour? What's been the biggest thing maybe you've been asked or kind of what you've been noticing or from fans?
I mean, we just, you know, got started. This is our fourth one. But, you know, people are excited. Obviously, they're going to miss, you know, Barry Dean and Cam and, you know, appreciate all they did, but you know, they, you know, it's like all fans and all coaches, they want to know what's up next, and I think, you know, that, you know, what we just kind of talked about is what everyone's been asking, you know, who's going to step up, who's going to take that next role, who's going to give the leadership, and you know, hopefully we got those guys. We had a good spring. You know, I think we have some talent. I think Cartier and Xavier really should be two of the better players in the Big 12, but they're going to have to do it on the court on a consistent basis.
Thanks, Coach, for the time here, and enjoy your evening here in Scott City.
Yeah, it's always fun to go. Great group of people. Obviously, they put a lot of time and effort. It's, what is it, 56 years now that it's been going. So a nice tradition to be part of.